My name is Adam Cohen. I'm a fourth-year graduate student studying experimental nonlinear dynamics in the physics program here at the University of Maryland.
And Adam, you've been involved in an international hands-on research program for the coming up on the third year now. Tell me how you got involved with it.
My professor, Raj Roy, has been working with other professors, one at the University of Texas, Harry Sweeney, and Ken Schwalter from West Virginia University, developing a hands-on research school where we bring cutting-edge experiments to second and third world countries for participants who are also from places all around the world to experience this type of research without having to go to cutting-edge, what is known as cutting-edge laboratories, being able to experience these sorts of things with things that are available all around the world.
Those of us in the United States don't think about this as much, but it's not always easy to come up with the money or the ability to purchase really high-end equipment, but yet what you've found is that you can do pretty cutting-edge science without the need for that equipment.
So I guess the idea is that science need not be constrained by budgets, but rather by creativity and imagination. And so we can do these sorts of experiments without funding necessarily $100,000 oscilloscopes from the National Science Foundation, but rather we can use things that are available like laptop computers and digital signal processing boards and optical and electronic equipment that's available anywhere that you go.
From your perspective as a graduate student, what have you found in these experiences over the years in working with other people? What is your impression?
So people are well-trained all around the world in the ideas of science, in physics and nonlinear dynamics and complex systems research, but people don't necessarily have a large experience with hands-on experiments, and so we're able to talk through experiments and do things that people haven't seen before. But I think the most rewarding part of this experience has been meeting these people and being able to talk to them both in terms of science, but also getting to know them personally and continuing these relationships after we leave places like India and Brazil.
You mentioned that you'd gone to another event in France, a conference in France, where you actually met some of these same folks that you'd worked with before. And this is something that really is a long-term process. I mean, these are people that you could work with over many, many years.
That's right. The main objective is not necessarily to, over this two-week program, meet people, discuss science, and then move on. The idea is to continue these relationships post this process for as long as to see where it takes us. I mean, that's not just the goal of science, but just life in general, I guess.
What is the impression that you find from these new colleagues that you'll be working with about the University of Maryland?
Well, the University of Maryland is very well respected in physics and in nonlinear dynamics especially, and people know of the science that goes on here, and I think many people actually want to be able to come study here at some point if they're in their graduate degree and are planning to come to America after that, or people who are undergraduates and want to apply as graduate students here.
So, and how do you find that this experience maybe has changed your perspective on life or on how you're going to look at your thesis or you know, the future? How did it change your perspective?
When I think about the problems that I try to solve in my research, I think about how one could try to solve these problems without necessarily having the most high-end equipment, but rather having things that are available for study all around the world so that we can sort of do cutting-edge science without necessarily having just big budgets. I think that this is a process that I'd like to continue throughout my research life, to choose problems in this way.
Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.